Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 14th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of March 26th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to a specific date for this week, or at least sometime this month. They come from the variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. March 26th. The Christian view would be that every psychological situation, just like every degree of wealth or poverty, talent or stupidity, etc., had its own peculiar temptations and peculiar advantages, that the worst could always be turned to a good use, and the best could always be abused to one's spiritual ruin. From Letter to Mary Neelan, dated March 26, 1940. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. March 27th. Humans are very seldom either totally sincere or totally hypocritical. Their moods change, their motives are mixed, and they are often themselves quite mistaken as to what their motives are. From Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated March 28, 1961. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. March 28th. Affection is responsible for 9/10 of whatever solid and durable happiness there is in our natural lives. From The Four Loves, Chapter 3, entitled Affection. Published March 28, 1960. March 29th. The most interesting thing that has happened to me since I last wrote is reading War and Peace. It has completely changed my view of novels. Hitherto, I had always looked on them as a rather dangerous form. I mean dangerous to the health of literature as a whole. Tolstoy, in his book, has changed all that. From A Letter to Arthur Greaves, dated March 29, 1931. Published in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 1. March 30th. Friendship is unnecessary. It has no survival value. Rather, it is one of those things which give value to survival. From The Four Loves, Chapter 4, entitled Friendship. Published March 28, 1960. March 31st. Those who do not think about their own sins make up for it by thinking incessantly about the sins of others. It is healthier to think of one's own. From The Essay, Miserable Offenders. Available in God in the Dock. Initially preached as a sermon on March 31st, 1946. April 1st. I must try not to let my own personal unhappiness harden my heart against the woes of others. You too are going through a dreadful time. Ah, well, it will not last forever. There will come a day for all of us when it is finished. God help us all. From A Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated April 1st, 1957. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotations shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this show with others.